this episode of The Commercial Break.
I think this is universal because now I do it with Matthias and Mia, right? I like having fun with Mia Sophia is like a fun name to say.
It is.
But when Matthias is in trouble, I'm like, Matthias Daniel, Matthias Daniel Green. I don't know why the fuck. Who started that?
What, I don't know.
What, where did that?
It's like an instinct that just comes
weird.
In.
Yeah, it's so strange. So he said, you're grounded. That's what he said.
That's the grounding.
Well, he said,
story.
You're fucked. You're fucked. Your life is over. You're fucked.
Right.
You have no idea what it's like to have a child. You're about to find out. You're fucked. Who is this girl? What's her parents' phone number? You know, all this other stuff.
Jeez, that's major.
Huge. Huge. I'm meta-ovulating. You want to meta-fuck me so I can get meta-pregnant? And then there's going to be a whole thing. There's going to be a birthing process. There are going to be obstetricians who know how to give meta-birth. And, you know, maybe you can get in.
Do you think? It's really going to get
100%. I guarantee you.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Commercial break. I am Brian Green. This is our lead HVAC technician, Chrissy Hoadley Bransford.
Woo!
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break, the only one you'll ever need. Chrissy and I were just in the kitchen, and we're having a conversation. My kitchen here in the studio. The studio kitchen.
The studio kitchen.
The studio kitchen. Yes. Here in the studio complex. The TCB studio complex. We were in the kitchen, and I said, hey, Astrid. And she looks at me like, what? And I'm like, what did I say? Because I know that look. I'm in trouble instantaneously. She said, why do you call me Astrid? And in the back of my head, my smart ass response is, because that's your fucking name. What am I got to call you? But I know from my many years being in love with my wife and being a wife to my wife.
Wifed to my wife.
Isn't that what they call it? Wiving? When you get husbandry?
Married?
Oh. We're getting all technical. It's husbandry. No, that's when you jam a fist up a cow vagina.
Oh.
That's husbandry.
That's okay.
That's animal husbandry.
Okay.
And just to let you know that here in Georgia, at the University of Georgia, they have the world's premier animal husbandry study.
Really?
You know, whatever they call it. I don't know, lab, whatever. Yeah. Whatever it is. Thing, place.
Program?
This is why my Brian's college education began and ended with two classes. They do a lot of husbandry there.
Oh, okay.
They make cows.
They make
them
cows.
Bigger and better, and grow them.
Yes.
Right? They manipulate. They do. They have these bowls there, and the bowls, I've seen them. You can go to the farm and see the husbandry.
I knew they had a big animals, you know, program there. Yeah.
What they're making over there is almost demon-like. It's crazy. It's insane what the University of Georgia is doing with bulls.
Wow.
You can go to the farm and you can see the results of this husbandry work, this messing around with the DNA, right?
Okay.
We like the horns on this
like
one.
Like a carnival, a scary
oh my
carnival?
God. Where you it's not carnival. These are real animals. And the size of the bull that they have in this in this pasture,
yeah.
Chrissy, the horns are the size of this room, and I'm not kidding you. They're like 10 feet long from one to the other. It's insane how big this creature
wild.
Is. And the thing has a head that you just know. You can just imagine crashing into a car or a body. It would destroy it. It's huge. Anyway, so like Astrid, when she gets mad.
She's like a bull.
She's like a bull. She's like a bull with 10-foot horns. So I say, well, I'm sorry I called you out. Because I know from all my years of husbandry with Astrid that she does not like when I call her by her name.
Okay.
If I don't call her baby, honey, sweetie,
aww,
darling, it's true.
That's
and
sweet.
She never does the same for me. She almost never says the word Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we really need to get someone's attention.
Right, exactly.
And that's like the attention getting one. You're mad or you need someone's attention.
Uh-huh.
Like if she's having a problem with the kids.
Right.
Brian! And then I know to perk up. She says, hey, babe. Then I know it's just like a regular request and I can ignore it as usual.
Yes, that's right. And I said it's similar to when you're young and
yes.
You know, my parents would say, Kristen Joy.
They use
you're in trouble. They use the middle name.
I think this is universal because now I do it with Matthias and Mia.
Yes.
Right? I like having fun with Mia Sophia is like a fun name to say.
It is.
But when Matthias is in trouble, I'm like, Matthias Daniel Green. I don't know why the fuck. Who started that?
What, I don't know.
Where did that?
It's like an instinct that just
so
comes
weird.
In.
Yeah, it's so strange. I guess it's like passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess in our DNA, mm-hmm. as people are messing around with us, you know,
yeah.
and the computer, you know, the computer in the sky or whatever, they're like, one of the things we have to put in every parent is the ability to say all three names when they're angry.
Yep.
Like that's a universal sign for you're fucked.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
When my dad, my mom said it all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Brian William Green, she would say it all the time, but I was always in trouble for something.
You were.
But when my dad said, Brian William Green,
get your butt down here right
I
now.
Knew that I might as well close and lock my bedroom door because I was grounded for two
right.
weeks. Every time he said my middle name, it meant two more weeks of grounding. I one time spent an entire summer,
yeah.
3 months grounded. With
what did you
no
do for
TV.
That?
Oh, I think I told this story. I went
which,
out.
Which one?
I had sex for the first time. And then the girl who I had sex with claimed she was pregnant.
Oh.
And I told my parents. She called me up. She told me she was pregnant.
This story.
All right. Well, I mean, here we go. Another episode of the commercial break derailed. I can hear people's car radios turning off right now. Another Brian story? I thought we ended that like 50 episodes ago. I had a friend. I worked at a McDonald's. I had a friend from that McDonald's.
Yes. I remember this.
She was like a year or two older than I was.
Okay.
And she was into me. She mm-hmm. She was into me. She was like
she
hot
Brian
for the
ass.
Cock. Yeah, that's right. But she was highly religious.
Oh.
And so, first of all, I wasn't all that into her. I was kind of into her. But then that like the religious angle made me kind of not into her because I'm not a religion guy. She had a party at her house one time when her parents left. And she invited me over. And I came to the party. And her sister, younger sister, was there who was more closer to my age. Like
okay.
She was like a year younger than I was.
Uh-huh.
Right? And this girl was like full on goth, badass, sulky, sultry, oh. sexy, slithery, slimy, all the things that I love.
Yes.
Smoking cigarettes. And
right.
the girl from McDonald's, let's call her, you know, June, whatever. I don't want to give away names. June. I don't know why I'm picking June.
I don't know.
June Joy Hoadley.
June Cleaver.
June Joy Hoadley. June Cleaver. That's right. June and whatever his name was. So we met at this party, which is really more like a get together, mm-hmm. right? And at that time, I was such a derelict. And I loved girls who looked like they would get in trouble with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was a bad boy and I liked bad girls.
Mm-hmm. Partner in crime.
Yeah. The goody two shoes were fun, but the bad girls mm-hmm. were sexy.
Intriguing.
This is the kind of girl who like lights incense and candles mm-hmm. and puts on like Portishead. You know, the album,
yes.
like, it's just like weird, you know, uh-huh. we're listening to Depeche Mode all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Or some, you know, even Alice in Chains. Like, she's like
oh,
so
yeah.
sexy.
Dangerous.
And her room is dark and she's smoking cigarettes out the window because I fucking hate my parents. And I'm like, I fucking hate
rebel.
My parents too. Rebel. So we ended up being in her room all night long. Well, fast forward a week, it's 4th of July. Another one of my friends has his parents are out of town. And so me and this girl, I had my own phone line at the house. So me and this girl have been communicating a little bit. And I said, hey, why don't you come to this party? Right? Because, you know, we can't fuck while your sister's there.
Right.
We didn't do anything at her sister's house.
Uh-huh.
But she came to this 4th of July party.
Tension
was building.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't take but an hour. And I remember the fireworks were going off outside.
Ooh.
And I was getting laid on the inside.
Oh, wow.
It was my first time having sex. And I was miserable at it. I had no fucking clue where to stick it, what to do, how to get it there. I was just all over the place. Stabbing this poor girl in the leg with my cock. On her stomach, in her arm,
sounds
over to
fun.
The side. Yeah, you know. Slot, you know.
But the fireworks were going
the
off.
The fireworks so. Were going off. So it was romantic and sexy. And,
right.
you know, we were lighting candles and smoking cigarettes in this guy's house. And so we had sex.
Uh-huh.
There I go. I lose my virginity. 5 days later. Okay. So now let me tell this story like this. So then this girl goes out of town. My friend June goes out of town. She goes to France for like a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
5, 6, 7 days later, I had not had an opportunity to see her sister, her younger sister that I just had sex with, and not an opportunity to get together with her again.
Mm-hmm.
It was just circumstance. It had nothing to do with whether I liked her or not. I was working, and you know, I was always working at that fucking McDonald's, fucking serving fries to assholes who wanted, you know, no onions on their cheeseburger. And now I'm the asshole who wants no onions on my cheeseburger.
Right.
And so, I think she started to get anxious that I wasn't like,
yeah.
that we weren't getting together.
Were you communicating with your private phone line? Again?
Yeah, my private phone line was always there for everybody to call. I was like a hotline. I was like Miss Cleo right. of the 15-year-olds in East Cobb, Georgia. They'd call me up. I'd listen to them. I'd give them, you know, wise sage advice. Yes. That nine times out of ten ended up getting them grounded also. So I think you need a face-to-face therapy session, my friend. So why don't you pick me up at my house downstairs out the side of the basement window at 2 a.m.
Right.
And bring me over to this other girl's house and I'll give you some advice on the way. Oh, your dad got, oh, you got arrested for driving your dad's car without a license? I'm so sorry. I got laid. So a week after, about a week, I mean, I don't know, I'm 15 years old. I have no fucking clue of space or time at now or then.
Right.
She calls and says, I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
And she's like calling my phone, leaving messages. You know, I checked the message box. I'm like, holy shit. And the first thing that I did, because I have never been in that age, I was invincible. I could do anything, go anywhere, be anybody. I didn't fucking
care.
The world
was
my oyster.
Yes.
And I had it by the fucking balls until
by the
someone
bullhorns.
by the 10-foot bullhorns. riding that DNA complicated bull down the street.
Yes.
Until she said the two words that I never expected that I would hear after having sex one fucking time.
That's all it takes.
Now, I want to let
kids
you know.
Kids out there, yeah, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes is one time. And I think if I remember correctly what happened, that we actually used protection also. And I don't even think that there was a conclusion.
Okay.
That I had a conclusion to the event.
Right.
Right. I think I was just so scared of pussy at that time. Yeah. You're at the age you're scared of pussy. I just think I was so scared of pussy. I just wanted to get in and get out. Right.
Have some kind of experience.
Yeah. And so if it wasn't that enjoyable for me, I'm sure it was less enjoyable for this girl. But she called and said, I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
And my balls dropped dropped a foot, and I went right into my dad's room where he was, that fucking computer room that he used to sit in, typing on his computer, watching the Bulls or the Cubs game. And I hated that room because every time I went in that room, he either called me in there because I was in trouble or I had to tell him something that was going to get
bad,
me in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never went in there on good premise. Right. I was never like, hey, dad, had a great day at school, got an A on the math paper. It was always like, hey, dad, fuck somebody, got her pregnant, I'm getting F's in all my classes. Crashed the car last night while you were sleeping. So I told him, I said, Dad,
we need to talk.
We're preggers.
You're going to be a grandfather.
Yeah. And he flipped his fucking potatoes.
I bet.
I mean, he did instantaneously.
I can barely keep up with you boys. Now there's going to be a baby.
He's like, your mother's fucking in and out of the house. I got four fucking derelict children. There's pot growing in the basement. You're out every night doing God knows what. You work at McDonald's where they're selling weed to you. I can't take it anymore.
Right.
I'm drowning in debt. Yes. You're in private school that I can barely afford. I mean, it was just like, poor fucking guy.
Came crashing
and
in.
And I just said, hey, Dad, preggers. What do you think? He said,
thoughts?
I think he said, yeah.
Question
thoughts?
Mark?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, need your advice on something. So, got a girl pregnant. I know I'm only 15, but we're going to handle it. We got to handle it. Yeah, we got to handle it. I'm just wondering what you think about it.
Right, what
would
you do?
I got a plan of action. It includes you loaning me $500 and me getting on the first bus to Mexico. How do you feel about it? If I had said that, I bet he would have been like, I'm going to give you $1,000.
Right.
Don't come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's 1,000,000 pesos. You could live down there like a king. Go, run for the hills. And don't call me. So he said, you're grounded. That's what he said.
That's the grounding.
Well, he said, you fucked. You're fucked. Your life is over. You're fucked.
Right.
You have no idea what it's like to have a child. You're about to find out. You're fucked. Who is this girl? What's her parents' phone number? You know, all this other stuff.
Jeez, that's major.
Huge. So in my pea brain mind, the first thing that I did, rather than do what I did next, which is what I should have done first, and that was, can we go take a pregnancy test together just to confirm?
Right.
Make sure that it's all that we, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because my dad's like, you got to get a fucking obstetrician. You got to take this girl to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
You got to decide whether or not you want to keep it. It was like a whole
thing.
And for 2 days, my world was upside fucking down.
Oh, completely.
I was looking in the newspaper, figuring out where I get full-time jobs at 15 fucking years old.
Right.
Jeez. Calling the McDonald's manager. Hey, you got any extra shifts I can pick up? Because I was going to leave for Mexico or I was going to raise the kid, one of the two.
Right.
I hadn't quite decided.
What are my chances
yet.
For advancement?
Yeah.
Here at the McDonald's.
Is there any manager positions available for 15-year-olds? Right. Do you think I could clean extra bacon, egg, and cheese shit off the men's room wall in the morning for extra money?
No.
That's okay. Can I go unclog those toilets twice more a day?
Oh, my God.
So, fat. That's
but what
fat.
Did you do first?
I told my dad first, but what I should have done first
was get the pregnancy test to confirm.
So
yes.
2 or 3 days later, I actually now grounded
right,
hardcore.
Big
phone
time.
Out of the wall.
Yeah,
CD
probably ripped.
Gone. Oh my
there
God.
There was probably cords
yeah.
hanging from the wall.
I think he actually turned off the phone. He like called the phone company. Oh, gone. Yeah. Books gone. Yeah. Writing utensils gone. Sit in your bed and learn how to meditate because that's what you're going to do. He said, you're until. Further notice, and I don't even right. know when you're going to be allowed to have a CD player in your room, let alone yeah. a phone or a television, and you're certainly not going anywhere. School, work, that's it. I want to talk to these parents as soon as possible. Get a phone number for her mother or for her father.
Right.
I stalled that whole situation for about 2 days, and on the second or third night, I managed to sneak out of the house. How I coordinated this, I have no idea. I don't remember, but I think I got like a message. Like I went down and used my brother's phone line and called her and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It's 3 a.m. My friend steals his dad's Mustang.
Oh my God.
He's 15. He doesn't have a fucking license, but he's been doing this for
just
years. He's been
wait.
Doing this since he was like 11. His dad's a drunk and doesn't care. His dad's like, here's the key. See you later, kid.
Be careful.
Yeah. Be careful. Give me a pack of cigarettes on the way home.
Right.
You know, he was that kind of father. He played guitar. He was that kind of father. He played guitar and not yeah. just in his house, but like at a local bar. So he was that kind of father. Mm-hmm. A pack of cigarettes on the way home. Tell Barney at the liquor store.
Yeah, yeah, somebody's got that father. I remember there was one house that we would go to all of the time. And it was because the father was never there. I mean, the
That's
kid
it.
Just lived at home by himself in high school. So
there was like lots of
what
kids.
What are you going to
yeah.
do? You're going to party at that house every weekend.
There was a girl that I promise I'll finish the pregnancy story, but this is how the commercial break goes in case you're new to it. We go wherever the wind takes us. There was a girl that when I was in high school, and her name was Erin, and her dad, mom and dad were divorced. Her dad had an immense amount of cash, and he had a huge house in Buckhead. 3-car garage, basement, pool, cabana, the whole fucking 9 yards.
Nice.
And that father was never, and I mean never home.
Yeah.
Never.
Same with the friend that I had. Yeah.
And
never
Erin
home.
Would have these parties. Every fucking night people. Now, we also had a basement, or every fucking night of the week, people were downstairs smoking pot,
okay.
right? But not the whole home.
Right.
With the cabana and the pool.
Yeah.
And like the chef had
free
made.
Rain.
Yeah. And it was like a keg of beer. And I'm pretty sure none of us bought the keg of beer, right? I don't know. I just showed up at the house on occasion and partied.
Yeah.
I actually got tied up in a closet there once with my like my super duper high school love. We were tying
like
each other
Wolf
up.
Style? Like when they go in the closet?
Yes. We were tying each other up with like belts and all kind of shit. And I got tied up. She went to go to the bathroom and people came in the closet. And here I am with my little 15-year-old chubby, like, hey guys.
What's up?
Can you go ask Brooke what? Because she's done with the bathroom. Hey, you don't mind untying me, do you? I think that's my belt. So we go. He picks me up. We go grab her.
Yes.
2 and 3 and 1. We
okay.
go to the 24-hour Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
I go in. I buy a pregnancy test. I will never forget this with her in the Kroger. Buying this pregnancy test, checking out the weird looks that we were getting, the whole embarrassing situation was
right.
mortifying. I think we actually bought two different brands. And then she goes into a
so
Waffle
she had
House.
Not even done the
She said
test.
She did do
okay.
a test.
Okay.
And that she had also missed her period.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand how, again, I'm at the age where I'm scared of pussy. I don't
right.
understand how a vagina works mm-hmm. in any capacity because I'm 15 fucking years old. How am I supposed to know?
Right.
I don't know all the complexities of, you know, ovulation and all this other stuff. Even though I've been taught it, I don't know. And so she says, I missed my period. I'm late. But this is like, we're talking about a week after we had sex.
Right.
There's no way that if you missed a period a week after sex, I mean, I guess there is a small chance that you could be pregnant, but just think about that. If you miss your period a couple days after you had sex, it's highly unlikely that the sex right before your period is the one that got you pregnant.
I mean, who knows?
But I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So we go and we drive to a Waffle House bathroom.
A Waffle House bathroom.
And me and my friend Chris sit in that fucking Mustang smoking Camel Wides for like an hour. While she, I guess, gets the courage to piss or fucking figure it all out or whatever. And she comes back and I don't see the pregnancy test, nothing.
Uh-huh.
But what she says is, it's negative. I took both tests. It's negative.
Okay.
And the world, like, I breathed. So then we go and we park in a church parking lot to smoke cigarettes. And so me and this girl are making out in the back of the car while Chris is sitting up there, like, listening to music, smoking cigarettes. He was a good friend. He was so good. He just ignored everything that was going on.
Yeah.
That's well, I'm fine. Boning this girl in the back. I'm like, if you didn't get pregnant that time, let's try again.
My dad, I'm already in trouble.
So I get home, you know, next morning. I say, Dad, good news. You know, she took a pregnancy test and she's not pregnant. And he's like, what do you mean she's not pregnant? And so what happened to the first pregnancy test? And I'm like, I don't have any answers for you. I just know that, like, thank God.
Yeah.
So can I get my TV back? Right. And he's like, are you out of your fucking mind? Oh, no. No, and no.
Right.
Full summer. Grounded. Oof. Work. That's it. Mm. Work. That's it. Right. And I was like, motherfucker. So I was grounded for the entire summer. And fast forward a month or some change later, when June gets back from
France.
Paris.
Yes.
She explains to me that she has no idea this all happened.
Oh, she didn't even know.
Didn't even know because she's in
Paris. Did the parents know?
No, of course they didn't. Okay. Because this, I think this was not the truth ever.
Okay.
I think this was a ploy for attention.
Okay, right.
And listen, many, many, you know, thousands of years later, now that I'm, you know, old and farty and have my own children, I understand that maybe, yeah. Okay.
People
all right.
do, you know. Yeah,
there's a lot of emotion.
There
it
is.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It's just a teenage thing to do, mm-hmm. right? It's a child thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know with 100% certainty that there wasn't a positive pregnancy test. I just know that the following thing happened. Okay. June came to visit me. My dad finally allowed people to visit me. Yeah, like it was
visitation.
Yeah. No carnal visitation. I'll tell you that much. But they could come to the front porch. I could smoke a cigarette with him.
Okay.
And so June comes as soon as she gets back. And she had heard the scuttlebutt and she came and she was fucking, you fucked my sister. You fucked my sister.
Yeah.
You fucked my sister. She was pissed. Yeah. She like pushed me and punched me in the shoulder. Can't believe that. And then I was like, yeah. And you know, we thought she was pregnant. And I told her, right? And she's like, what are you fucking talking about? And I'm like, she thought she was pregnant. Like the day after we had sex, basically, she called me up and told me she was pregnant. And she's like, that's not true. And I'm like, what do you mean that's not true? And she's like, we are two women living in the same house. Using the same bathroom. When I have my period, she has her period. We're on the same cycle. That's mm-hmm. the way it works, right? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And she said, I had my period 2 days before I left. I started my period 2 days before I left for France. And so did she. And I was like, what? And this would have been right before she called me to tell me this.
Oh,
to
wow.
tell me that she was pregnant.
Yeah. That was a cry for attention.
It was a cry for attention. She needed the Brian cock. She needed the snorkel cock. What she needed. She needed the snorkel cock. I couldn't give it to her. I was too busy at McDonald's.
All right.
Frying your fucking burger. That's what I was doing. Whipping your fucking Big Mac. Unbelievable.
You definitely got the Brian William Green on that.
Oh my God. I got the Brian William Joseph St. Jude, whatever. Brian, I, you know, my confirmation name was Xavier. So it was like Brian William Xavier. Very everlong fucking motherfucker Green. I was so, I've never seen my father like that ever. And I hope I never do again because that dude was pissed.
I
and
know. If we my saw him yesterday. Son, he's so nice.
He's a sweet guy.
Love
he's
him.
A sweet guy now.
Yeah,
back then, we did not see eye to eye on not one thing
I'm sure.
ever. And I can understand now as a father, I love my children and they're not old enough to cause me any kind of heartache like that, right?
Yet.
But I can understand that when you love something so much,
mm-hmm.
it's like blue. I love blue so much. But that dog is a fucking shithead.
Right.
And I can understand that kind of like that dichotomy, mm-hmm. the love and the dislike.
The dislike, I was going to say.
And then you're constantly breaking their trust and fucking up and
causing
drama that's causing you drama that you can,
interruption.
He didn't sleep for like 6 years.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
sure.
seriously, until the day I left the house. And when I left the house on my own, without telling him, the guy was on a fucking business trip and I literally took the mattress and left and moved in with a couple fucking strippers. I mean, I was just a shithead. I was a shithead. And it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, it's so fucking meta, I can't even stand it. I wanted to let you know that Chrissy and I are going to be doing the TCB Summer Games. When? This summer. And if you'd like to be a part of the games that we're intending to play, give us a shout. 661 661- 631-237-8296. That's 661 best the number 2 YOYO. We're looking for singles. We're looking for people willing to play TCB trivia and all kind of game shows. Give us a shout on the phone line or go to tcbpodcast.com and drop us an email at the contact us form. You can also listen to all the audio and watch all the video right from tcbpodcast.com. Catch us on the socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and if you would, go to our YouTube channel /The Commercial Break if you'd like to see any of the clips that we run each and every day, and now presenting full episodes 2 days after the release on the podcast. That's right, now full episodes available 2 days after the audio version. Sometimes people write in and they ask us, hey, how can we help The Commercial Break? Two things. Use our sponsors' specialized URLs or codes when you're in the market for their products or services. They give you discounts and free shit, and in return, you tell our sponsors we're doing our job. Number two, and maybe more importantly, leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast player. It doesn't even need to be Apple. CastBox, Podbean, Spotify, Overcast, Google, all of them have some kind of rating and review system, and it really does help us expand the audience. And now, we're going to take a short break to listen to our sponsors. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Well, you'll be on to Matias now. Joel, he tries to pull any stunts.
I'm afraid it's just, you know, kids get more advanced.
Yeah,
they're going to be in the metaverse. Having That's sex right. and getting people pregnant. He's going to have like six meta children. He's going to be like, Dad, I'm having sex tuplets in the metaverse. And I'll be like, what the fuck does that mean? He's going to be like, I need $35,000 to have a meta abortion. Crypto abortion. I need a crypt abortion, Dad.
What?
A crypt abortion. I need to get That's these true. Kids out of the current microchip they're in. It's coming.
That's true.
You know it's coming.
I know.
Yeah, you
Things
know
we
it's
don't
coming.
Even know.
Yeah, and there's going to be like real world consequences to getting someone pregnant in the metaverse. You're going to have to, like, if you don't, you know, pay the obstetrician, your meta avatar is going to belly is going to explode. You're going to die. And have to start all over again.
Right.
It's going to be a thing. I guarantee people are going to go crazy.
We will see.
It's like that story we told about the people that got crazy about the, you know, two gold coins and a fucking, you know, Chuck E. Cheese necklace or whatever. They were running around Ohio or Idaho, you know, digging under branches and
right.
falling off of waterfalls and all kind of shit for fucking, you know, $200,000. It was like people are going to go fucking bananas for this metaverse. It's coming. And
yeah, it's not fully formed yet, but
no.
it is forming.
It's forming.
Right now.
Yeah, they're figuring out how they can fuck you on this metaverse. Figuring out how they get fucking someone paid $2 million for a piece of property next to Snoop. Goddamn dog.
Yeah, people are buying art. Well, the
Snoopy
NFTs
Doopy.
And all of that. So yeah, it's all meta.
I think we'll probably get there too, right? My vision is that the commercial break eventually gets to like NFT level. We're making episodes that then we distribute to certain people who then have the rights to go distribute it to other people. It's really about digital content rights is what the NFT is. Right now, it's kind of a game that people are playing. You know, it's like this ridiculousness that they're paying $33 million for 17 monkeys that look weird.
Yeah.
And I have some friends that are doing these NFTs and they don't make a fucking dime because, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You're not just going to come out of nowhere and make an NFT and then fucking, know. You know, make a kabillion dollars. Right. But everybody will tell you will. The problem is that right now there's just a couple of diehard, and I say a couple, it's probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, diehard people that understand truly what this is and are now on the the event horizon of this.
Yeah.
And they're convincing every other moron out there to spend money on these things that right now don't have any value.
Right.
But at some point they will. And at some point, the metaverse is going to be a place where, you know, kids like me at 15 years old, my little avatars, I'm going to start a new avatar when I'm like 60. I'm going to get into the metaverse.
Right. And you'll look 16.
And at 75, I'm going to be 15. Life. That's right. Yeah. And I'm going to be running around with my little, you know, metasperm. Look at my body. You want some of my medicum? I'm going to be meta jizzing all over the place.
Yes,
and I'm going to have little meta babies.
Yes.
Little meta shits. And they're, you know, some girls, some avatar is going to come to me and be like, I'm meta pregnant. I'm meta ovulating. You want to meta fuck me so I can get meta pregnant? And then there's going to be a whole thing. There's going to be a birthing process. There are going to be obstetricians who know how to give meta birth. And, you know, maybe you can get in.
Do you think it's really going to get
100%? I guarantee you, anything that happens in real life, people are going to find a way to make money, add value for it. There's going to be an attraction for people who do not have the capacity to have real children. Mm-hmm. There's going to be one fucking moron in Iowa. Watch this. This is exactly how it's going to go. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to do a little soothsaying. Right
okay.
Now. Ready? There's a 750-pound man in Iowa right now. He's 47 years old. He's never left his house in the last 10 years. He's got a headset on, one of those VR headsets. His mom's making him 16 tons of bacon and an egg. And he's, don't bother me, mom. I'm in the metaverse. You know, he's doing this whole
number. That's the people that I picture in the metaverse.
Well, I don't think they're all like that, but I think some of them, because how in the fuck else do you have so much goddamn time on your hands?
Right, right. And, you know, your life sucks in real life.
Okay.
So you need to go and like start fresh, create a new body.
That's right.
Create a new life.
You're right. Mm-hmm. The life you really want. Mm-hmm. This is all about escapism.
Yep.
And we as humans and especially as Americans are getting, we are mastercrafting escapism.
Mm-hmm.
So let's call him Bob. Bob's eating his bacon in real life. He's got his headset on in the metaverse and he meets this, he looks like Frankie B. He's got the shirt down here. He's muscular cut, six pack. He's got a 4-foot dick. He's like walking around just, you know, hey ladies. And somebody, alpha male, total alpha, literally his balls swell when he sees a woman and he's written it into the code, right? And then his balls swell when he sees you in the metaverse and some girl, who's also 700 pounds.
Right.
And you know, in Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, is like, oh, Bob. And now Bob has this vision.
And she looks like Pamela Anderson.
Totally.
Yeah.
Big, busted, huge ass, perfect vagina, you know, lovely legs, all, you know, shaved 24 hours a day. And he is going to, and there is already virtual sex.
Oh,
it's already happening. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you virtually bone, right? And they're going to be so in love with each other that Bob's going to go, I wish we could have meta children, meta children. And he's going to write the code in his little, and down in that little fucking basement of his. Beep, 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 so that he can get that girl meta pregnant. And he's going to have a little, and then when she has a baby, it's going to turn into a new avatar. It's a little baby. And they're going to be able to take care of it. And they'll go to the meta store and they'll buy meta diapers.
True.
And there'll be a meta shit every couple of hours. He'll program it in there. Take a meta
they
dump at 3.
How the baby looks too.
Yeah.
And
they can be too.
She's not to cry.
Yeah. Shut up. They can hit people. You know, you'll probably beat your kids up in the metaverse. And there's going to be a meta police officer who comes and takes you to meta jail where you can't go anywhere.
All right. Well, let's stay on top of this.
It's going to
happen. We need to 100%. Stay on top of this.
What we could do, mm-hmm. is we could do a podcast in meta, yes, in the metaverse,
yes,
as our own avatars and do it live. And then people can come and they'll hear what we're saying and they'll see us with our motion. Now we have to get full body suits. You up for that? You up for that like little green dot body suit? Or, hey, look at my body.
With like the little finger things.
Little finger things. Yes. Yeah, but all over your body, okay, right? Over your tits and over
I'll
your
try
ass.
It.
And, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
If anybody's a metaverse, if anybody's like a virtual reality expert, we need some high tech in here.
We do.
That's my request to the audience. If anybody knows anything about this, give me a call. Because I see the vision for this, right? And what they're talking about with Web3 is that everything that you do, the people who create the virtual diapers, the people who create the virtual podcasts that then get put out as NFTs on this blockchain and all this other stuff, it's micro content creating and everyone's going to get paid for it. So essentially we are building a whole nother universe,
yeah,
that people are going to live in. And Bob is never going to take his headset off because fucking Pamela Anderson looks as good today as she did the day I met her. And that was 20 years ago. And now we have 17 meta children.
I know, it's very Black Mirror. Like,
it's gonna happen. It's already, yeah, happening. Mm-hmm. It's already in there. Snoopy Doggy Doggy is in there. He's in there. Snoopy Doggy Doggy has a house. And Snoopy Doggy Doggy's house is so cool and people want to be so close to him that some hedge fucking fund paid $2 million. Listen to this, because I don't think we aired this episode because it was horrible. But we did a whole episode that's now in the can about the metaverse. And I explained that someone paid $2 million.
I heard that.
For,
yeah,
virtual land next to Snoopy Doggy Doggy's, mm-hmm, house. And Snoopy Doggy Doggy is always on the forefront. This guy is like, he's like a, I don't know.
He is.
Mark Zuckerberg.
He's got people that are on the forefront.
He's got people who are on the forefront. That's right. And Snoopy Doggy Doggy is doing concerts. That guy, Travis Scott, that killed everybody, he's doing concerts. Nelly Furtado's in there. Everybody's doing concerts in the metaverse. Uh-huh. And people show up and yeah, they clap and they applaud and they cheer and the whole nine yards. Now, right now it looks a little boxy and strange.
Right.
Right.
But they'll refine it.
But if you're 700 mm-hmm. pounds and you haven't left your house in Iowa, mm-hmm, your virtual dick getting rubbed is almost as good as your real dick getting rubbed. And yeah, you know, they're coming up with like a VR set for your cock. That's coming next. I think they actually have this where it like, you know, emulates, getting, yeah, laid. It's coming. It's all coming. Chrissy,
all
and
right,
TCB Meta. We're going to have to do TCB. We're already doing Meta. Three goddamn episodes a week. We're going to have to do a fourth one called Meta. TCB Meta. TCB Meta. NFTCB.
Yeah. Like I said, I think we need to stay on top of this.
Absolutely. Now, let me take you one step further in this conversation.
Can we get Snoop Doggy Dog's people?
Snoopy Doggy Dog?
Can we get their contact information?
I don't think Snoopy Doggy Dog's going to be interested in TCB. I just have a gut. This is
not him. I want his people.
Oh, you want his people.
We're keeping him on the forefront.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we need to be our own people and keep ourselves
we're
on the
have
forefront.
To.
We can't afford anybody else.
We're going to have to right now.
I know. So, at Menfo, this is kind of related. At Menfo, I was doing a series of interviews that I've, yes, cut up and put into certain episodes. And there was a guy that I met there named Will. Not uh-huh. Will the Champ, but another Will altogether. He's uh-huh. a super interesting guy. He was like a single guy on the prowl, lived in Brooklyn, but he's down there in Menfo for whatever reason. I'm not really sure.
It's a great festival.
It was a great festival. I guess. I don't know. I mean, he didn't seem like the kind of guy who was into the festival. I think he was just into it because his friend... Into the scene.
Yeah.
He was into it because his friend said...
People come from all over.
There's going
to
be single chicks there.
Mm-hmm. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now. So we communicated a little bit after the festival. So 2 days ago, he sends me, after we talked about snorkel cock, we yeah. talked about the dragon cock and all this, uh-huh. he sends me an entire website that is nothing but dragon dildos and fantasy pocket pussies.
Wow.
So you could, so they have like monster heads or monster asses. They have dragon dildos that have like fins and little, you know, like the spiky things on their back, the little whatever.
These are just drawings or these are real
things? These are real things you can buy.
Okay.
Physical dragon dildos.
In the metaverse?
No, this is real. But in the metaverse, people are going to be fucking dragons. They're going to be fucking mermaids in the
metaverse.
Yeah, you
can do anything
you
want.
There's going to be snorkel cock all over the place. As a matter of fact, we need to get to the metaverse first so that we can create snorkel cock before somebody else does.
Yeah.
A literal cock that blows water so you,
you can breathe underwater.
Yeah. It's a whole world filled with mermen and snorkel cocks.
Well, we're going to stay on top of it and do some more research.
1,000%. And when we get to the point where we start making NFTs, I have a suspicion that these things are going to go crazy.
Like hotcakes.
People are going to love them, Chrissy. If you thought...
Who wouldn't want it?
Who wouldn't want it?
You know Frankie B's going to get in the metaverse.
Oh, yeah,
for He's probably already there.
I think he is. Yeah. He's at least doing a he's putting together a tutorial.
I think, as a matter of fact, maybe we should talk to Frankie B. Maybe we could do, like, if Frankie B's not already in the metaverse, can we create Frankie B in the metaverse?
Yeah.
Can our avatar, the TCB avatar, literally be a Frankie B avatar? Like, get that shirt and walk around?
The hair.
For sure.
Squeal out in a car.
Yeah. One more thing I wanted to talk to you about. I saw this advertisement online. You know how they had there's like Airbnb started this whole Airbnb and Uber started this whole take your shit and make money with it, right? Rent out your shit.
It's sharing, yeah, like ride sharing. Yeah, or, like,
you know, if you're sharing, if you have empty space, you share it. If you're going from point A to point B, why not let somebody else hop in there and make some money at it?
Right.
If you got a home down in the islands and you're not using it 6 months of the year, why don't you let somebody else use it and you can make money?
Mm-hmm.
And they built this whole ecosystem around it. And now there is like an Uber and an Airbnb for every kind of business.
Yes.
The other day I saw the most ridiculous fucking thing I have ever seen in my entire life. And I can't imagine this business is making any money or will make any money. It is the Airbnb for self-storage. If you have space in your house and you want to rent it out for somebody else's shit, you can do that.
Oh my God.
How in the fucking good Lord are you going to rent your bedroom, extra bedroom out for someone else to put their shit there?
Yeah.
Could be weed or cocaine or heroin or a small child.
And then also you have to deal with them coming in and out of your house.
Yeah, why would you want that? Hey, you know. Hey. I left a chest of drawers in there. I really need it. I'm looking for my Days of Thunder CD.
Right. I mean, that.
How
that
much
makes
drama
sense.
Can this possibly cause?
Well, what's so hard about actually going to the storage unit place?
They're $12 a fucking month. You want to get storage? Go to the millions of storage units that are out there. That's already kind of a shared space. It's a big building where they break it up for you and you get a little piece of it.
Right.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
I saw this too about pools. There was something
you
about
can rent
pool
out your pool,
pool sharing.
Fuck that. Yes. I got $30,000 worth of insurance on that pool so that I can make sure to keep people out of it. I don't let anybody go in that pool. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're going to drown and I'm going to be sued. Like, I don't want people over at my pool. Well, maybe I do. Maybe I do. And now that I'm thinking about it, hold on. Hold on. Back up. What was that website address? How do you get there? That's not an entirely bad idea. I saw that you could rent it out for the Olympic swimmers. For people who were needed
yes, well,
to train.
Yes, well, that was true during COVID.
During COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were renting out their place so that the Olympic swimmers could train or collegiate athletes could train since all of the places were closed.
Yep.
So if you had a pool and it was heated, like especially during the winter, there were they were paying like $10,000 a month for people just to be able to use the pool. Now, that's not a bad idea.
But that also
a couple young, good-looking guys and girls in my backyard swimming. I like that. And I'd just be out there with my fat belly.
Hey,
good form there,
good.
Bob. Looking good there. What's up with those bathing suits? I think you can get better aerodynamics if you just slim down the back of that a little bit. Bring a thong next time. You look better. But a storage unit seems to me to be nothing but fucking trouble.
And so you saw an ad for this.
It's an ad for this.
Okay.
Have extra space in your house? Looking to rent it out? Why not be a storage, you know, why won't you be your own self-storage thing? And I'm thinking to myself, how many pieces of shit, how much drama, how much danger, how much drugs, how much cash you've stolen, stolen Rembrandts?
Let me go put it in this other guy's house.
Let me go put it in my neighbor's house.
Right.
They'll never find it there. I mean, imagine,
I know.
Right? Not to mention, people are disgusting and they smell and they have bed bugs and they're all over the place. I mean, it's just gross.
And I mean, it's like Silence of the Lambs too, you know, with the storage where there's bodies in there and things.
Yeah, there's bodies. I'm going to start an Airbnb for serial killers. Store your dead bodies here. Got an extra head rolling around your bedroom? No more place to put those dismembered arms? Come on down to Brian Green's self-storage and snorkel cock. Brian Green, Snorker Cox and Self-Storage.
Perfect.
Perfect. This, to me, I can't imagine under what circumstances you would allow someone to put a bunch of empty boxes or other boxes full of
and
whatever.
And who are these people that have all this empty space? People need more space.
Yeah,
that's
people
why
need more space. That's why you have self-storage. That's why people spend millions of dollars building these self-storage things. The Airbnb of self-storage is self-storage. That's what the Airbnb of self-storage is. There is no need for this. I can imagine there's a hedge fund out there right now like, we really fucked up
right,
on this
that
one,
was
man.
The wrong move.
Hey, did you, hey, you gave $6 million to these guys, and one of them's your cousin.
Right.
For sure, without a doubt. Well, I just wanted to keep you informed about all the comings and goings on the internet there.
I'm glad.
We had absolutely, I just want to let you know, and we didn't talk about now one thing on this piece
nope,
of paper.
Nope. It totally went another direction.
That's okay. That's, I like it. I'll keep
two,
it.
Two friends hanging out.
Two friends hanging out.
Getting plans to get in the metaverse.
Having fun with guys. Having fun with girls. Okay, we're making plans for the metaverse. We're making big plans to be at a metaverse near you. Come
in
on
fact,
by.
Check us out on Wednesdays. We're in the metaverse.
We're in the metaverse.
Or we're on Fireside. Or
or Clubhouse. Or Clubhouse. Or PayPal. Come on by PayPal. Or come on down to Brian Green's sloppy. What was it? Sloppy Joe and
surgeon.
Sexual Surrogates.
Yes.
Oh, it's so much fun to be here with you.
I know.
Just
I love it.
Well, where else could I tell my losing my virginity story right. And have anybody give a shit about it?
Exactly. You've got a captive audience.
I do.
With me.
Captive audience of one. Chrissy's like, yeah. Sometimes it's fun, but most of the time it's torture. I just have to listen to Brian talk. Eventually,
I love it.
You're going to be, I mean, we've known each other for a long time.
I was going to say, this isn't our first foray.
That's true. Yeah. 15 years of this. Yes. Right. But eventually, you're going to be like another Astor. Like, she's like, I already heard
I
that
heard
story.
That.
Yeah, I heard that one. I'll start a story sometimes, and she'll be like, I remember. Well, fuck you, Astrid Bethany Boquetta.
Oh, my God. You're in trouble now.
Pay attention, audience, because Brian always does the callback joke at the end of the show.
That's right.
Always. I'm good at that. Okay. You are. Here's how it goes. I think that's enough for today. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Oh, well, then let me tell you, go to tcbpodcast.com. You want to listen to any of the audio, you want to watch any of the video, you want to contact us, go ahead and do that. If you're up for the TCB Summer Games, let us know at 661-237-8296. We're looking for a bunch of guys, girls, whatever you're into, to play some game show games, TCB trivia games, and dating games. 661 best the number 2 YOYO. Let us know, contact us on the website, or get at us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Clips every day of the week, full episodes 2 days after they air on audio, and just for you, TCB in the studio every couple of days.
That's
okay,
right.
Again, best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we must say,
bye.
Bye.